Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Monday, July 19th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Rogue Country 102.1, The Outlaw. Brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, an 18-year-old from Mulberry is in the Polk County Jail after turning himself in at a Polk County Sheriff's Office substation hours after he hit and killed a pedestrian in Mulberry and then fled the scene. According to the affidavit, Brock Case of Mulberry was driving his 1995 Dodge truck westbound on State Road 60, approximately 750 feet west of Espo Drive in Mulberry, around 9:10 p.m. on Friday, July 16th, when he struck a 48-year-old Tampa man who was walking in the roadway. Case initially pulled over, knowing he had hit something, but thinking it was a dog. There was significant damage to the front of his truck, his airbag deployed, and both headlights were damaged to the point they were inoperable. Without further inspecting to see what he had hit or dialing 911, Case left the scene and drove home. Deputies responded and collected evidence across a large field of debris, indicating that the suspect vehicle was a possible Dodge Ram pickup truck. As detectives were investigating, Case told several friends and family members about the incident and ultimately decided to respond to the PCSO Southwest District on U.S. Highway 98 South in Lakeland around 3:30 a.m. on Saturday to report the incident. He was cooperative with detectives, and his truck had been impounded at the PCSO crime scene warehouse for further analysis. Case was booked into the Polk County Jail and charged with leaving the scene of a crash involving death, a first-degree felony. Your local events today. Through this Wednesday, the UFIFAS Extension Office will be hosting Clover Bud Summer Days. This three-day event is open to Hardy County 4-H members ages 5 through 7. The event will start at 8 a.m. and end at 2 p.m. at the Extension Office, 507 Civic Center Drive in Wauchula. The cost is $30 and lunch and snacks will be provided. For more information, you can call 863-773-2164. Main Street Wauchula invites you to cool down with some of the hottest films this summer with a summer movie series at the historic City Hall. A film this Thursday will be the Disney hit Raya and the Last Dragon. Admission is free, concessions start at just $1, and the film starts at 10 a.m. Historic City Hall is located at 225 East Main Street in Wauchula, and I'd also like to thank the sponsors of the summer movie series, First National Bank of Wauchula, Mosaic, and Cicerone. For more information, you can call 863-767-0330. And the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is accepting donations of notebook paper, pens, and pencils during the month of July for Hardy Senior High School. If you're wanting to donate, supplies can be given to any on-duty Sheriff's Patrol deputy, or they can be dropped off in the front lobby of the Sheriff's Office at 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula. Your jobs here in the area, the Sunshine Method is still looking for an ESE tutor. A bachelor's degree in a relevant field and 2 years of tutoring and mentoring experience are preferred. Florida Beef Incorporated is looking for production workers. A high school diploma or GED and 1 year of manufacturing experience are preferred. And Dunkin' Donuts in Wauchula is looking for crew members and sandwich makers. You must have a flexible schedule. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it, or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, Hardy, M-I-D-D-A-Y, at gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. It'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 87 degrees out, feels like 99. Partly sunny with a 10% chance of rain. The air quality fair. Maximum UV index is 11 extreme. Winds south-southeast at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. Humidity is extremely humid at 64%. The dew point 74. Cloud cover 45%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:26 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers with isolated thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, then mostly clear after midnight. Lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Tuesday, mostly sunny with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the morning, then numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s, south winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. And Tuesday night, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening with lows in the mid-70s, southeast winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now, so let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. According to the USDA's $250,000 revenue benchmark, over 90% of Florida farms are considered small farms that often face unique operational decisions. MorningAgClips.com reports with lower budgets and tighter profit margins, hired labor is among the biggest challenges for small farms each season. A new University of Florida project with a three-year USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture grant aims to help navigate the decision-making process for smaller farms. Siding with farm activists, President Biden says Big Ag is putting a squeeze on farmers and signed an executive order telling the USDA to rejuvenate the livestock, seed, fertilizer, and retail food markets. Agriculture.com reports the president's order was part of his drive for long-term economic growth after the pandemic recession. He says we've seen less competition and more concentration over the past few decades, and that's holding our economy back. The Renewable Fuels Association thanked House and Senate members for collaborating on a legislative remedy to the recent court decision striking down year-round sales of the E15 ethanol blend. In the House, the bill is called the Year-Round Fuel Choice Act, and in the Senate, it's the Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act. RFA President Jeff Cooper appreciates the quick work following the July 2nd ruling, saying he's committed to working with Congress and the administration to make year-round E15 a reality.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The 2020-21 citrus growing season fell short of expectations. The USDA says that Florida growers produced 52.8 million boxes of oranges this season. The original projection for the season forecast Florida's yearly production at around 57 million boxes. Much of the issue remains the HLB or greening disease, which is widely studied but still not curable. The Asian citrus psyllid responsible for the disease was spotted in Florida more than two decades ago.
The first real sighting of the psyllid was in 1997. The state was picking more than 200 million boxes of fruit. By the time greening started to really affect the state, Florida was producing 150 million boxes in 2005.
Audio from the landjournal.net. The 2020-21 yield is down nearly 22% from the previous year, when 67.4 million boxes were produced in the 2019-20 season. This year's mark is the lowest since the 2017-2018 season, as citrus farmers recovered from Hurricane Irma. FreshPlaza.com notes that Florida growers have also struggled for years against residential and commercial development, foreign imports, and changes in beverage consumption habits. The Florida Citrus Commission Chairman Steve Johnson has said that the future looks brighter next season, with the crop on the trees and the condition in the groves looking encouraging. And an increase in consumer interest in orange juice during the COVID-19 pandemic is another reason orange growers may be optimistic.
Hey guys, my name's Buzz Brainerd. You may not know me, but you probably recognize my voice from the Music Row Happy Hour on the Highway on Sirius XM and mornings on Y2 Country. Now I would like to invite you to join me August 10th through the 12th for the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show. This is the event for the cattle business, and it's one that you do not want to miss. Come on back to Nashville and CattleCon 21. For all the details, go to convention.ncba.org, and I'll see you here.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks ended lower, with much of today's loss attributable to weakness in big technology companies like Apple and Amazon. The S&P 500 fell 0.8% and marked its first weekly loss after 3 weeks of gains. Small company stocks continued to badly lag the rest of the market, a signal that investors could be becoming more concerned about how strongly the economy will keep growing in the coming months. Treasury yields remain relatively low, another sign of caution among investors. The Dow lost 299 points today to close at 34,687. The Nasdaq down 116 to 14,427. The S&P 500 was off 32 to 4,327. New York oil rose 16 cents, closing at $71.81 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. The Brewers shut out the Reds Sunday, 8-0 for a three-game sweep. Christian Yelich, who went yard for Milwaukee, called it a satisfying win.
A lot of hard-fought games, close games, games that we were behind in and had to battle back in. Showed the mental toughness of our team. You know, we ran up against some really good starters and just kept trying to put good at-bats together, grind. Our pitching staff stepped up big, and It's a good 3 days for us.
Mets beat the Pirates 7-6. White Sox shut out the Astros 4-0. Tigers finish a weekend sweep of the Twins with a 7-0 shutout. Rays beat the Braves 7-5. Orioles shut out the Orioles, shut out the Royals, that is, 5-0. Cardinals 2-1 over the Giants. Rockies pull out a 6-5 win over the Dodgers on Charlie Blackmon's solo home run in Colorado's two-run 10th inning. This is SRN Sports. Colin Morikawa became the first golfer to win two different majors in his first attempt. The 24-year-old American started the final round of the British Open one shot behind, ended with a bogey-free 466 for a two-shot victory over Jordan Spieth. Morikawa said he truly appreciates what he just accomplished.
We only get four majors a year, and every single one of them is very special. And to finally play an Open Championship for the first time and win it, it's just going to be that much more special. The Open Championship is going to be part of my life for the rest of my life, no matter what happens.
Louis Oosthuizen, the 2010 Open winner, was trying for a wire-to-wire win and runner-up at the last two majors, tied for third with U.S. Open champion Jon Rahm. Sunday's win follows his victory last year in his first PGA Championship. Eric Almirola took the checkered flag Sunday at NASCAR's New Hampshire Motor Speedway race that was delayed nearly 2 hours by rain. SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday Today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: all those years of getting horrible elementary school photos was just society's way of preparing you for your driver's license photo. Uh-oh. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.